It doesn't look like much, a windswept hilltop where sheep graze. But to Yusuf Jahalin, this is home. Happy raising his 9 children here in the shadow of Jerusalem. This land means a lot to us, he tells me. We were born on this land. Jahalin is a Bedouin, originally from the Negev Desert in southern Israel. His family fled here during the 1948 war. Jerusalem on one side, the other, Ma'ale Adumim, the largest Jewish settlement in the West Bank, housing more than 40,000 people. Now, Israel plans to connect Jerusalem and this settlement, forcing hundreds of Bedouin families to move once again. Chris Gunness is a spokesman for the United Nations.
It's a mass forcible transfer, which is a violation of international law of the Fourth Geneva Convention.
But Israel says it's a matter of improving the lives of Bedouin, a nomadic people who often live in makeshift communities off the electric grid with no running water.
Look, you're talking about people who are living in that part of the West Bank which Israel is legally obliged to provide services to, what's called Area C, who are today without municipal services which we feel they're entitled to.
And when it comes to the Geneva Convention,
nobody's being transferred from anywhere to anywhere. This is all within the West Bank. This is all within a couple of few kilometers this way or that way.
So you would say that this is not a violation?
100% not at all.
Many Bedouin flat out don't want to move. Living off the land is a way of life, and they say they most certainly don't want to move if it's to here.
This is one of the areas where the Israeli government plans to relocate the Bedouin. Currently, it's a landfill covered in trash.
Israel insists the land will be made suitable for habitation, but that doesn't win over Atala Mazra, a leader in the Bedouin community. He tells me, our lifestyle as a Bedouin community depends on livestock. We cannot exist on this land they designated for us. We need open spaces for our kids to play and livestock to roam. For Jahalin and the other Bedouin, time is running out. Ultimately, if they are moved, they lose more than their land, but they say their way of life. Ian Lee, CNN in the West Bank.